Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Have you been wanting to buy a home and you just don't know where to start? Well, you know what? I have a podcast and I have a YouTube channel. What are you doing? Go to the YouTube channel and watch all of my workshops that I already have out. Those are Homebuyer Workshops 101 through 106 and 201 through 203. They're all there. They are ready for you. They are to teach you how to buy a home. But you know what else? I've got the podcast. Many of you like to listen to podcasts these days. Check it out. Everywhere you want to find me, it's MortgageMomRadio.com. All of the education, tools, and advice that you could need, all at the tip of your fingers. That's Mortgage Mom Radio. You have questions? Text me. Text the word MOM to 474747.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom, and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
All right, well, welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got my favorite co-host, Heidi, on with me.
Welcome back.
So at the beginning of the show, we were talking all about, you know, the holidays and what we have going on. It's always kind of catching up with mom time and gives you guys a little bit of an opportunity to get to know us and what we do with our families. And then typically somewhere in there, there's a lesson to be learned.
Right.
One of the things that I did mention right before break is that I've signed up with all of the three different credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, for credit monitoring. And one of the things that I've noticed actually is that TransUnion and Equifax, they're actually really good about, I get very minimal communication from them. Nothing that is really very bothersome. They do send me, you know, alerts if someone has pulled a credit report, if I had a credit inquiry, every single time that my balances change, which is monthly. I get an alert saying, you know, your balance went up from last year or last month, or balance went down, you know, here's your credit score this month. And they're actually really good about it. But the one thing that I've actually noticed with Experian is that I get blown up, and it's almost daily, if not daily. I mean, I get these emails sometimes twice a day. At least that's how it feels. And obviously I don't turn them off because I'm waiting for those. I also get the same, you know, credit alerts as well that are important. So I don't shut them off, but, you know, they've actually got me kind of frustrated right now because I'm here trying to educate all of our listeners and anybody at all that needs advice or wants to know how to improve their credit. And we're constantly talking about credit repair. We've had our credit cowboy on who's done just a fantastic job with our clients and getting credit scores increased and, you know, getting negative accounts off. And we have clients that call that want to do a refinance, and we pull the credit score and we have to advise them, hey, if you pay this down, we can do a refinance. rescore, a rapid rescore to get your credit score up to get you a little bit better interest rate on your loan. And we do that when we review a file. It's something that is just part of what we do here at Mortgage Mom Radio. We not only want to give you the best deal we can, but we also want to make sure that if there is an opportunity for better, that we're going to advise you, tell you what to do, help you with it, get you to pay it down if you have the means to do that, to get that score up to that next level so that we can give you a better interest rate for your financing. So, you know, getting these emails, I'm angry. I'm really angry. And I want to bring it to everybody's attention, because if I was just the normal consumer who was not in the financial industry, and I'm not even just financial industry, I'm in the loan side. I am giving people loans. The kids used to ask me when they were really, really little, "Mommy, what is it that you do for a living?" You know, because a lot of, you know, they're in school, and some, my mom's a nurse, my mom's a doctor, and they say, "Mommy, what do you do for a living?" And I say, "I sell money."
Right.
And that's the only way that you can, especially to a little kid, that's how you explain it. I'm selling you money. I am selling you that I can give you this much money for this interest rate. Do you want to buy?
Right.
And that's truly what it is.
That's a perfect way to explain it.
It really is. And so, you know, one of the things that we're doing is I'm constantly quoting somebody a rate, and I'm in this every day with your credit report and your credit scores and your balances and how much do you owe to your credit limit versus what, you know, your how much of that credit limit do you owe? Are you maxed out? Do you owe every penny? Are you at 70%, 80%, 90%? And let's just face it. What is typical in the human nature is if you have a credit card and you have open availability, there's a very, very good chance that you're going to go spend it.
Very true. Unfortunately, it is really true, especially if you want something. And I emphasize want.
Because it's the instant gratification, it's human nature.
Right.
You know, we've all done it. I've done it. You know,
of course.
It's nothing that one person's not a bad person because that's what they did or what they do, right. Or, you know.
Or we want something and it's on sale.
Right. Well, this one's
now
on sale.
Now we're saving money.
Right.
You're not.
You're not, because you didn't have the money to spend.
And you didn't need it.
Right, exactly. So I'm getting these emails daily. And again, you know, for the majority of the people that are not in my industry doing this in the day to day, they would take some of these as this being a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. Especially the way it's presented.
Yes. So I get an email on November the 1st that says, get a new card in time for Black Friday. If you want more or better credit, opening a new credit card will add to your credit history and could help you raise your score if managed responsibly. So first of all, how many people are going to read between the lines if managed responsibly, and what does that mean? Well, that means opening a card but not actually utilizing it. Or if you utilize it, paying it off immediately.
Right.
Right?
Which most people that are opening the card are not prepared, especially to use for Black Friday, to open, use,
and pay off.
Already have that money set aside to pay it off.
Right, exactly. So, you know, in my opinion, this is basically getting people to say, I would read this as like, hey, I don't have a credit card open that's got availability, but Black Friday's coming and I know I can get some good deals. It looks like it's a good idea for me to open a credit card. So I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to use that card to go buy all my Christmas gifts.
Right.
And that's not what should happen. You know, number one, when you open up a credit card, sometimes it will increase your credit score and other times it will actually lower your credit score. You have to remember that you are going to have a credit inquiry when they actually run the credit report. So one of the things, you know, it's not a good idea to open new credit for Black Friday.
No.
It is a good idea to open new credit when we're trying to build credit for somebody that maybe doesn't have enough.
Correct. Or had previous negative credit. They're ready to rebuild their credit and understand what responsible management is when it comes to opening a credit card. But responsible management is not for Black Friday.
No, absolutely not. So, you know, that was something. Then I get another email, and I'm looking for it right now. I'm going to pull it up here in a second. But I get another one, and it came out yesterday. No, not yesterday. couple days ago, November the 5th. I get this one. So the first one I said was November 1st. And I've got other emails in between, but these are the ones that are just, it's just constant over and over and over again that it's hounding me to take money. So I get another one on November the 5th that says, what is credit card churning? Credit card churning is the practice of repeatedly applying for new accounts just to earn their sign-up bonuses. Some people use churning to amass points and miles from credit cards that they have no intention of using or keeping. But churning presents some big drawbacks. Learn about them and about better alternatives. So this one's actually a positive email, right?
Right.
And I agree. I don't think that you should be opening credit card after credit card after credit card to try to get the bonus miles and,
bonus miles, bonus points, bonus cash back.
Right. Exactly. So I'm not saying that everything that they send is all bad. Okay. So I get another email on November the 6th from Experian again. And this time it says they're actually promoting. So what you have to see is it says partner offer lending club. Okay. So they're obviously doing marketing with all of these different credit cards, which is why you continue to also get the emails that come out that say credit card match, because they're feeding your credit score to these places that they're partnering with. Right. Basically, they're collecting marketing money from so that they can market to the people that have signed up for their service to get these other people that are marketing with them and paying them money to sign up for the credit cards, right? So this one says, get cash for Black Friday shopping. You're matched to a loan just in time for the holidays. Check your rate. It won't impact your credit score. So now, again, for Black Friday, they're trying to get me to apply for a loan. It won't give me a credit inquiry to see how much cash can I get from Lending Club.
For a personal loan.
This is just not, it's not good. And I'm not, again, Experian does a great job as far as keeping you up to date with what is going on with your credit and knowing that somebody's pulled it, knowing where your balances are, where is your credit score at? Does something negative show up that you never knew about? You know, it is very, very good for those things.
It's great at credit monitoring.
Right.
However, what I just caught on that is I'm an everyday person. I don't work in finance. I don't work in mortgage. I don't work in anything where it has to do with reading, reviewing credit, right? That offer just told me it is not going to impact my credit.
Sure. So let's open it up. Let's get money. Now I've got a new loan. And then you come to, Mortgage Mom Radio, you come to Debbie and Heidi and you say, I want to get a loan. And now your debt to income ratio is too high because you've got this payment. And it wasn't something that you even thought about. It was just something like, hey, it's a loan. The Christmas is coming. I could go
a personal loan.
Right.
Now I've got way more debt. It does actually potentially impact your credit. Maybe the inquiry didn't because they've got that partnership, but every other piece of it potentially does.
Right. Well, so then here I get November 6th again, same day. Remember I told you sometimes I'm getting them like two times a day. So November the 6th, once again, congrats, your FICO score went up. Okay, yay me. I'm excited. That is something I wanted to hear, right? Come see what it's unlocked. Explore card options. And they want me to click on the link. Even without clicking on the link, underneath it says, Deborah, you've worked hard for your credit score, and your credit score shows it. Now, see what kind of credit card offers are waiting for you. It's easy. You're only one click away. And don't worry, it won't affect your credit score. So again, okay, so I'm going to actually click on this one. I'm going to click on it and I'm going to see where it takes me to because I'm actually interested. I want to see what credit cards that it's going to offer to me, which is going to tell me what companies are marketing with Experian. So Experian's getting paid by these other companies to market to their database of people that they're supposed to be helping keep their credit in good standing. So I got matched for me as a Gold Delta Sky Miles credit card from American Express. And more matched offers is another Gold Delta Sky Miles credit card from American Express. I've got a Discover card, with holiday cash back. That's a big ribbon over the top of that one.
Right.
Discover card matched for you. Another Discover card matched for you. Oh, Discover card balance transfer matched for me. A Hilton Honors American Express. So what this is telling me is that Discover card and American Express are people that are marketing with, paying money to Experian for Experian to market, to their clients,
to
right?
their clients, exactly. So
I just want to bring this up again because it's something that I'm in it, I'm seeing it, and I'm ignoring it because I know that it's not what's best for me to open up these new cards, to take a new personal loan, get a credit card for Black Friday. But not everybody, like I said, is in the day-to-day like Heidi and I are. And if I saw that just being a normal consumer thinking, oh my goodness, you're right, like Black Friday is in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I mean, I don't even know at this point. I can't even count how many days, but it's around the corner. And if you're not financially prepared to get those, you know, holiday gifts started, you might be thinking that this is a great idea. But you know what a great idea is? Drawnames.com.
Right. And the fact is, we all want to give to everybody. I am the worst. And Debbie can tell you, I love to give to everybody, even yes. when I can't.
Yes.
But...
And I do too.
Not, Debbie is a huge giver for everything, even when I have to smack her and say, stop. but we both definitely have our problems with wanting to give and give and give. However, do not put yourself so far in debt that come the end of the year after that holiday giving is over and all the cheer is gone and... Come the first of the year, you're going...
Well, and you, okay, so the first of the year, let's talk about that. First of the year is New Year's resolutions, right?
Right.
And everybody's making their New Year's resolutions. And how many of those are going to be on the list, buy a new house this year?
Right.
But now you've just put yourself so far backwards because of all the debt that you've actually accumulated through those holidays.
And unfortunately, we do see a lot of our current clients that have just done a debt consolidation refi, right? They've taken a refinance. They've taken cash out of their home to pay off all their debt.
And get in a better situation.
Get in a much better financial situation. Here comes the holidays.
Yep. So, you know.
Don't put yourself right back where you just recovered from. You just put yourself in a great position. Don't let the holidays do that. The holidays are about family, loving, caring, getting together and celebrating. And I get the gifts are all part of it, but the gifts don't have to be huge. They don't have to break the bank.
They don't. They really don't. And so, you know, again, it's all so good. Like I said, yeah. I mean, we never know what we're going to talk about before we start the show. And just the fact that me and you were having a conversation on the way in about Turkmas,
yes.
It's kind of how it brought us to this is what this show is going to be about this right. week. And so when we actually get back, I'm going to get our credit cowboy on the phone and I'm going to let him talk to us a little bit about what impacts the credit score, how many credit cards should you have open, what balances should you have on those credit cards. I know that a lot of people will take a credit card and throw it in the drawer and not use it. Should we find out if that's a good idea or not? A lot of people will close credit cards because they get a new credit card that has a better interest rate and a lower annual fee, and then they will actually close the other credit card they've had for years. So I'm going to let him talk a little bit about that. I think that's a great...
Oh, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think that we should go into that. And again, if you guys are getting these emails and you're not quite sure whether it is something that you should explore, call us first. You know, call me and talk to me. Call Heidi. Talk
yeah,
to Heidi.
Absolutely.
Let us help you. I mean, we've all made mistakes. I've made mistakes, financial mistakes. We all learn from them. And that is why we do this show, is that we want to be totally open, honest. You know, we want you guys to know about our experiences and we want to help you to educate you for what is better, you know, for you. And don't make the mistakes that we have. If you're, yeah. you know, if you're young and you guys are just getting started, don't make those mistakes.
Right. We are not preaching at you.
No.
We have been there. We have gotten through it, thankfully, but we want to help you not have to get through that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.